You can't keep getting away with this! He can't keep getting away with it!
He won't.
Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. It is the 18th of April, 2025, and I'm working on a video for Jailbreak. I'm also working on a video for tomorrow for Richie from Boston. But I had to put this out because it was just bothering me, absolutely bothering me. Now, let me remind you, even though I'm back on YouTube right now, I'm going to leave links pinned in the comment section below to
my BitChute channel, my Rumble channel, my Odyssey channel, as well as my Patreon. Because I'm not fooled. They could pull me at any moment. You know what I mean? They've already hit me. Look at, we did the live stream the other night. They pulled it down and then put it right back up again. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. But I want to talk a little bit more in depth on a couple of things that I've touched on, but I haven't really spoke about a lot. Like this, for instance. This is the patch from the make-believe space flight that turned these lovely women, all six of these women, all six, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of these women. This is the patch that they were wearing, but it's simply upside down. And that's exactly what it is. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. You see what I mean? Pretty straightforward. And you can look at this and see that they're absolutely identical. That is a Baphomet. Because this drawing on Blue Origin's patch doesn't match the the spaceship that these women were sent up in. So six women. I'm still trying to figure out what the name is, okay? King, Flynn, Bo, Sanchez, Perry, and Wynn. I can't figure out the relevance here, but there's something to the names. There's absolutely something to the names, but on that, I will digress. So all of the spacesuits have feathers on them, okay? Feathers. We're familiar with that. And from ancient times to modern days, feathers have been used as a powerful tool in witchcraft in the practice of folk magic, whether used for protection, hexing, voodoo, or just comfort and guidance. But feathers offer something special to those who choose to incorporate them into their craft. Yeah, all of the Blue Origin suits have feathers on them, you know what I mean? And it isn't even a question at this point that this is completely and totally fake. None of this was real at all. The women go up.
Got it?
1, 2, 3, take off!
The entire thing is completely and utterly ridiculous. Like Katy Perry staring like an imbecile. And then this woman right here. Anybody notice anything strange about this woman's head? Really? I mean, that's a weird thing. That looks exactly like
stuff I love. Imagine your vision is totally normal. And then one day you see demonic features everywhere on people only. Just like this, what you see behind me.
So since I started making this video and right now I went to the woods to go mountain biking and one of my subscribers hit me up and said, I used to be in a coven. Six women is a coven if you want to do a solid ritual. So there is that. And thank you. So yeah, you got demon face syndrome. And then of course you've got this robot with a incredibly inexpensive silicone mask being stretched over it to make it look and act exactly like a human, which I find incredibly insane. But that's where we live right now. This entire thing wasn't just a waste of time. Sending six women, six witches or whatever they are, up in a phallic-shaped or a penis-shaped craft up into the heights only to come back down and land in a capsule that... So they go up in a penis and they come down in a uterus. That is a ritual. Straight up, all day, period. It's a ritual. And it's also the cosmic egg. Do you see what I'm saying? That's what they just did. It's a rebirth. These guys are celebrating a rebirth. That's it. They're doing this left, right, and center. They're not hiding it in any way whatsoever at all. Go watch the original launch. You can see it going up, and then it stops, and then goes up. You know, if you want to prove it's real, just show that it's real. And if this thing was real in any way whatsoever at all, I build things. I know people that build things. I know people that build great big things. Here's one thing right here. You see this thing being launched? It would be on a launch pad. The launch pad is next to it. So this thing just blows up. It's not a bunch of smoke from the engines at all, because these things still need heavy lift rocket engines if they're really going to launch. But they want you to see all the pomp and circumstance. You know what I mean? They want you to see all the dust that it produces because it's so darn real. You know what I mean? But it's not. It's not. There's the launch pad, and yet the unit's right over here, surrounded by incredibly loose, easy-to-blow-around dust. It's not real in any way whatsoever at all. And then it comes down on a parachute, three sets of parachutes, like the old space capsule routine, you know what I'm saying? And then it hits the deck. Watch this. Coming down, coming down, coming down. Boom! Do you even understand how much shock that is? Boom! And these women don't even have spacesuits, helmets, any safety apparatus whatsoever. They're just buckled into lounge chairs. Dude, they would have broke their backs when they hit the ground. Those three parachutes don't stop. You see it hit the deck. But boom! And then, you know, everybody already knows. They open the door from the inside. That's insane. You couldn't do that, especially with that lady King freaking out prior to the entire thing. You can't have someone go up and all of a sudden just pull the door open because they freaked out, because that happens on aircraft, let alone penis-shaped spacecraft. It happens. Do you see what I'm saying? This entire thing is a complete and utter ritual, and it wasn't the only ritual that's gone on so far this month. But real quick, let me show you this. This is no joke. This is an email from one of my subscribers. Hey, Richie, just saying hi to you. On all of BitChute, you're the last man standing for notifications. Ironic, because in no criticism or judgment, you are you. You are real. That reveals you're rude at times and condescending. I don't blame you. You were within 50 miles of me a few years ago, whining, no place to sleep. Well, that's not accurate. I've never once whined. I have no place to sleep because the last thing I ever want to do is stay at someone's house. I stay in my truck or a motel, but whatever. I offered my second home. You replied, really? Dude, I don't know you. And that's accurate. Hey, Richie, I'm a stranger. You've never met me or communicated with me ever. But come stay with me. Nope, not going to happen. At any rate, of course you don't know every person you stay with. That's not accurate at all. That's 100% inaccurate. That's how you get to know them. I'm with you on 100% on your comment. Content, even when you're wrong. We are creatures of God, not God. This is what I want you to see. I got into gold from you, $130,000 investment. Current value is $247,000. And what does this guy want to do? He wants to take this money, the gold, and then turn it back into fiat money. That doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever at all. But my point being is they're going to reset. I mean, if you don't see it, I don't know what to tell you. They're going to take your bank accounts completely. Get your money out of the bank right now and try getting your 401k or IRA out on your own. It's impossible. And that's why I recommend people go to the people at Goldco, because they will get your money from the bank, period, period. And they can either turn it into a gold and silver IRA or 401k, or they can send it to you. And that's what I recommend. And they also match up to 10% in free silver. And that really, really happens. People are more than doubling their money right now. Get your money out of the bank, because they're going to take it and then you're going to be screwed. You're not going to have anything. You're going to be completely at their mercy. And you can't buy your way. Yeah, here's the deal. The Bible talks about gold and silver. Throw it in the streets for those that are trying to buy their way into heaven. It's not talking about the Great Reset and those people that will not go along with the system, that will be left on their own to deal with other people that have been preparing for this. Do you see what I'm saying? It's astonishing to me. And every time people, oh, you gold and silver, throw it in the streets. Yeah, yeah. Those are people that don't have 401ks or IRAs in the first place. So it's irrelevant. And they're still interpreting the Bible incorrectly. Gold and silver, you can't take it with you. But we don't know if we're going to have 3 weeks, 3 months, or 3 years till we're relieved of our place here on earth. Do you see what I'm saying? Does that make sense now? You getting it? But here's the deal. Nobody's actually getting any interest from their 401k or IRA. But if you did what I said, you would have doubled, more than doubled by now. But on that, I'll digress. In Goldco, I know them. I went and met them before I ever talked about them on YouTube ever. And you should know me by now because I don't take sponsors ever. I just don't. Except for these guys because it makes absolute sense. People are going to be at the mercy. The reset is going to do so many different things, but it's going to force people to do exactly what these guys want. We'll give you $5,000 universal basic income. But first, you have to meet all the requirements. I ain't doing that, and you shouldn't either. But on that, I will digress. Moving on. Ooh, I got mad. That's a fun whining about some place. I've never once whined about a place to stay because I don't stay with subscribers. I might stay in someone's driveway. You know what I mean? Whatever. And he wants to turn what he just made from gold back into fiat money again. That's so he's at any rate. All right, so let me finish this topic and then I will go into great depth exactly how they're going to implement the Great Reset. I'm going to explain to you how they're going to knock out the power worldwide and how it won't affect them. It'll only affect us. So stand by, but let me finish what I'm already started with here. You see what I'm saying? So while all those lovely ladies were pretending to go up into low Earth orbit, not outer space, they are not astronauts, it's amazing, but whatever, they're all actors, so I guess they are all the same. Here's the deal. Lady Gaga was doing what Lady Gaga does. She was at Coachella on the 11th of April doing the most unbelievably blatant satanic rituals like she's known for. I'm not going to show them because I don't want any of this audio or visual to go into your head and ruin your life. You know what I mean? So what I do is I simply go over to Vigilant Citizen and he'll tell you all about it. It's amazing because this is what she does. There's no two ways about it. He says, considered one of the coolest festivals in the world, Coachella is a yearly event where pop and fashion converge for a weekend of partying. Over 100,000 people are in attendance for these unbelievable, in-your-face, not even hidden at all, rituals. And one of them was called that, right there. And that is a ritualistic incantation. You say that word with enough meaning and enough, you know, ritual behind it, and things will happen. It's unbelievable that people do not see the forest for the trees. When I did a live stream the other night with Keith, I remember back when we were listening to music when I was a kid. Oh, that's the devil's music. Well, A, they were right. And B, it was so insinuated. It was just never out there. You know what I'm saying? Everything now is completely out there. I mean, they don't hide anything. Everything is drenched in blood, drenched in black goo, satanic, Baphomet. I mean, they don't hide it in any way whatsoever at all anymore. It's unbelievable, man. They would insinuate using drugs. You'd have to figure it out. Or they would insinuate having sex and you'd have to figure it out. I'm checking the clock because I got to take my mountain bike out. I got to stretch these legs, man. I've been editing since I got home. At any rate, here's a YouTuber. I don't know his name. It's something Vaughn whatnot. And he comes off as an incredibly smart guy. And he's saying something called the Dunning-Kruger effect. And what he's talking about is the Blue Origin flight. He's talking about the women astronauts, just like I am. And if you notice in the background, he has the Rorschach charts. Like, look at this drawing. What do you see? And he's talking about the Dunning-Kruger effect, which many of us are accused of. Well, you found out some things. And no, a lot of us have researched all the patents. We listen to all their words. We've gotten enough proof together that in a real world, we could win in court that this is exactly what's happening. And these guys don't see it. I find it strange that this dude that is being condescending to these women, and, you know, he's so smart that his art in his house is, you know, PhD stuff, Rorschach charts or whatever they're called. He's talking about them, and the one thing that he doesn't mention in his entire video is that wasn't a real spacecraft. That was completely and utterly fake. Because if it wasn't, when they came down and landed, they'd all have dislocated backs from smashing on the ground, even though all the silicone that's jacked into those women, because those women don't look, in my opinion, they don't look real at all. They just don't look real. And when I say they don't look real, some people that just found my channel or don't know me or whatever are probably rolling their eyes right now. But these people don't look real. I can't find a still shot of them, which is ironic because they're probably scrubbing it from the internet because the internet's going after them for being a waste of resources, etc. They didn't go anywhere. This isn't real. That's not real. Does anybody remember this? Yeah, Katy Perry's eye glitching out. It's locking closed, and over again, she hits a reset button, taps it lightly, and her eye pops open. And they make it all no big deal when they simply go, oh, she's poking fun at her celebrity eye glitch. These people aren't real, man. This is insane. I mean, watch this. She's not pushing her eyelash, her fake eyelash out of the way or whatever. She's glitching. Jordy Rose said, I'm going to go spend all my time at Kindred making robots that are indistinguishable from people. And what a better place to test them out and in front of a bunch of screaming fans that'll cut you slack on anything to see if they work. And then look at that. Lightly touches her temple. Reset. Light. Oh, it's still locked closed. Yep. Reset. Up, 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 up. It's back up. Rebuffering. So this entire thing was two things. It was a ritual and it was also a distraction because the mainstream is just running with the story that conspiracy theorists believe that this was fake. Well, it was fake. It was completely fake. You know, absolutely no safety protocol at all. And these girls hit the ground. If they were actually in this thing, they'd all be in the hospital still. Because when they showed us the landing, it would have hurt anybody, even a stuntman. You see what I'm saying? At any rate, enough of that. Let's talk about the Great Reset, because there seems to be an awful lot of confusion about how this is all going to go down. So the Great Reset has been shown to us in movies like Leave the World Behind that was directed by Barack Obama, Zero Day, starring Robert De Niro, and on the cover of The Economist magazine. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about that right there. Right on the cover of The Economist, they show an entire city completely blacked out, 100% blacked out. Now, they give us predictive programming, and they give us truth in plain sight all the time. They're going to knock out the power. They have to knock out the power because it does so many different things. I mean, for instance, they've already started knocking out power on national levels. They knocked out Cuba's. They knocked out the power in Puerto Rico completely. And this was recent. And they just knocked out the power in Chile. And when you're going to try something massive like this, like knocking out the United States' power, first of all, you need to set up a fall guy. And they've already done that with Putin. They're saying he has a secret weapon that can knock out the power worldwide. And they've already started on nation states like Chile, Cuba, Puerto Rico, etc. Knocking out the power does many, many, many different things all at one time. First of all, it sets everybody's bank accounts to zero. Not our fault. Nothing can be done. The great blackout caused it. You see what I'm saying? Knocking out the power for 1 to 2 months also helps with depopulation because the amount of chaos that's going to ensue will be insane. Every single thing is tied to electricity right now. Gas pumps, water, heat, food, everything is tied to electricity. Didn't used to be like that, but it is now. That's what they're going to do. It'll get everybody's bank accounts to zero. Not our fault, nothing we could do. Great blackout. and then it also gets rid of a bunch of people all at one time. And then after 1, 2, 3, 4 months maybe, the power comes back on, and now they can help you. Everyone's bank account's at zero. That's horrible, unbelievable. But how about this? We can do universal basic income for everybody as long as you do exactly what we say, which will involve lots of things that most of us will never, ever do. Do you see what I'm saying? Well, they can't do that because then how would they communicate with each other? Are you kidding me? This is old technology, but the military, the powers that be, these guys are all set up. They have all of their vehicles. They have all their communications. They have everything hardened. It's called hardened, which means it does not get affected by an EMP or some sort of a flash that will literally knock out everybody's power. It's old. It's old. It's been around a long time. And as a matter of fact, you can actually purchase this service to have a hardened bunker built in your on your property or in your house. You know what I'm saying? But these guys already have it up and running. And it's an open secret now that these guys are all literally buying property, or they've already bought property and developed it in Hawaii. You know what I mean? Bill Gates, Zuckerberg, Winfrey, Richard Branson, and Larry Page all have large chunks on the island, and they all have massive bunkers built there. Do you know what? It's actually rather brilliant because Hawaii is a long way away from all the activity. You see what I mean? It's way out here. So it works out really well for them. These guys, this is exactly what they're going to do. Period. It ticks so many boxes at one time for them. And I mean, it's pretty obvious. They're literally practicing on entire nations. Chile, that just happened a couple of days ago. You see what I'm saying? And a lot of people are like, they won't knock out the power because they need to keep track of everybody. Yeah, they can keep track of everybody. Did you ever hear of something called contract tracing? Contact tracing? Remember that old chestnut? I do. I find it odd that the entire reason I started my YouTube channel years ago was chemtrailing. And chemtrailing is exactly what's going to bring about what's coming right now. Years ago, over a decade ago, I showed you videos on this stuff called smart dust, and they were spraying it in the atmosphere, and I couldn't understand why people didn't take it for such an enormous issue that it was. Do you know what I mean? Because there's no getting around it. It ends up in your lungs. It ends up on your skin. The biggest organ on the human body is your skin, the epidermal layer, and this stuff is all over it. There's no getting around it right now. So contact tracing back in the day can be called, you know, they were using cell phones, but they don't have to do it anymore because they're using the frequencies of the human body, and they're using the human body itself to know exactly where you are. So they don't need the electricity anymore. All the AI have their own underground power supplies. Remember these things I kept quacking about and nobody seemed to care? These are tokamaks. These are nuclear plasma energy producing things. The world's largest fusion reactor is finally completed, and it's literally 50 miles south directly from CERN. They have these things all over the world, okay? So they're covered. They've got their own supply of power that doesn't run on wires and currents like ours does. Do you see what I'm saying? These guys are ready for this. This is happening. And the reason I tell people to prepare is we don't know how long we're going to last. You know what I mean? They don't just go, okay, great reset, and everybody falls over and dies or whatever. It doesn't work like that. You're going to have to survive any way you can. Endure to the end, as they say. And for people that don't understand the value of gold and silver in a survival situation, well, that mindset right there means you're probably not going to make it anyways. But you see, the people out in Utah figured something out, and other states have done this as well. This right here is 1/1000th of a troy ounce of 24-karat gold. It's a real gold back, okay? When this piece of paper is either traded to another person for goods and services, it can be melted down literally into the amount of gold that it's worth. That's crazy, and people don't seem to understand that. Well, the Bible says throw your gold if you're trying to buy your way in to heaven. This is for people that are going to try to survive when the power goes out. These people have shown us, I don't know how many different ways that it's coming, that I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, Donald Trump getting into office and then instantly doing exactly everything that would help the New World Order and not one thing to help the American citizens should have been a big red flag, and people still don't get it. They've shown us in Leave the World Behind. They've shown us in Zero Day. And let's not forget Civil War 2024. They've shown us. They've done their due diligence. It's out there. It's a deal that the devil has with God. They have to at least warn us. Whether or not we understand the warning, well, that's probably on us, I would have to imagine. People need to understand how powerful that prayer is. Prayer is our biggest weapon, and sadly, most Christians don't use it properly. Pray, and then ask God to give you direction, to give you guidance, and ask God to make you aware of when He answers your prayer. That was always my biggest stumbling block. 2025 seems to be the year. The AI is up and running. Like I said, the mystery drones that they couldn't say anything about. AI launched and controlled those drones, so the government and the military couldn't do anything about it at all. You know what I mean? AI was simply going from inside every electronics device to actually interacting with the outside world. These guys have warned us. Deagle 2025 has warned us. Trump's actions, the second he becomes president, warned us. In every movie, they've warned us, especially Leave the World Behind. Stage is isolation, just like they showed in Leave the World Behind. Knock out the power, knock out the communications, and everybody is alone and left to their own devices, wondering what's going on. We're seeing stuff like this lining up in real life, you know what I mean? The second step is covert attacks. Overwhelm them with covert attacks and they don't know where they're coming from. And misinformation. And then the third and final stage is pretty straightforward.
Done successfully, the third stage would happen on its own.
And the third stage is civil war. Get the people to do the dirty work. They showed it to us. You can't ask for more than that. They showed it to us. And if you can't see what's going on with current events happening around us right now, I don't know what to tell you. At any rate, that about wraps it up. I've tried to upload this twice, and twice I messed it up and ended up deleting half of it by accident. Make sure you subscribe to all the links pinned in the comments below, because who knows how long I'm going to be on YouTube. At any rate, Richie from Boston, I'm out.